Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright, sunny day across Israel with warm temperatures. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while Jerusalem enjoys a clear sky. Haifa has a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu is working behind the scenes to influence the Iran deal. Sources tell CNN the Israeli prime minister is using right-wing media and friendly senators to pressure Trump as Israel resists Lebanon's withdrawal. This comes from I-24 News, just in. Also, the IDF has published a map showing their deployment in southern Lebanon. The military confirms troops are operating as far as 10 kilometers into Lebanon to remove threats and protect northern communities. This update was shared by YNET earlier this hour. Also this hour, President Trump has confirmed a deal allowing Iran to retain ballistic missiles while barring nuclear weapons. This was reported by Forward earlier today. Separately, the Australian Jewish News provides a perspective on Israel's current challenges, noting that despite setbacks, Israel is moving forward. This was published 5 hours ago. And finally, Iran's parliament speaker says they will charge ships crossing the Strait of Hormuz. Ariel Oseran reported this just minutes ago on social media. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that Iran's parliament speaker announced plans to charge ships crossing the Strait of Hormuz after a 60-day fee-free period. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today that Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian shared images of a U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding, confirming its accuracy. Former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett posted earlier today, criticizing Netanyahu's appointment process and calling for new elections, emphasizing the need for deep reforms in Israel. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's behind-the-scenes efforts. According to CNN, he's leveraging right-wing media and friendly U.S. senators to influence the Iran deal. This move aims to counteract any potential easing of pressure on Iran. Such diplomatic maneuvers could affect regional stability and U.S.-Israel relations significantly. Turning to the IDF's operations in Lebanon, YNET reveals the military is working deep inside Lebanon to secure Israel's northern borders. This strategy follows Trump's new Iran memorandum. The IDF's actions could heighten tensions along the border and impact communities in the area. Meanwhile, President Trump's deal with Iran focuses on restricting nuclear capabilities while allowing ballistic missiles. The Forward highlights this agreement, which Trump asserts will enhance regional security. The implications could affect global diplomatic relations with Iran. On the economic front, first, Zim's $4.5 billion bidder, Haim Sakal, faces foreclosure on his home. This contrast between his ambitious shipping offer and his financial struggles was reported by CTEC. Separately, Rafael has unveiled a new solution to protect Iron Dome batteries from drones. This innovation, in collaboration with Spear UAV, introduces a new interceptor launched from armored vehicles, as reported by Walla Business. And finally, Noam Shazir, a key figure in AI, is leaving Google's Gemini team to join OpenAI. This move indicates shifts within the tech industry, particularly in AI development, according to YNET Business. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.